Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And Stephanie and myself are going to continue talking about the novel My Sister's Keeper here. Mm-hmm. And this is a story of some sisters, but it's kind of a tragic story because one of them is terribly sick and the other one was born only for the purpose of helping that sick sister. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a tough position to put that little sister in, isn't it?She was only created, at least at the time, to help a dying sister, a sister who had leukemia. But of course, when she's on this earth, what are you going to do? Continue just to use her as if she's some sort of tool? She's a person, and that's what she's trying to fight for, an ability to have her own life.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we did not reveal the ending of this particular novel and movie. I should say, though, also, according to my research, the movie and the novel have slightly different endings. So you might want to take note of that. But it doesn't really matter because we're not going to tell you what the ending is either way. So forget it. You're still going to have to read the novel or watch the movie yourself to find out.
It's a good thing we can't hear them begging us to tell them, right?
Yeah, right. I'm sure they are begging. Oh, please tell us because
please.
We don't actually want to read that novel. It's like 500 pages.
Oh, it's
good. It'll take all weekend. It's actually probably fairly simple reading. So I think most people could probably handle it inside a couple of hours.Okay, well, today we're going to actually talk about the author here, Picoult, and Jodi Picoult is her full name there, and she's not afraid of tackling controversy. She's got some other novels as well, and we'll also talk about some of the aspects of this story, the moral and ethical dilemmas that people might face, because this does happen in real life. People do have problems and they do need to have blood transfusions or bone marrow transplants from family members. And if none of your family members are compatible or none is compatible, then what are you supposed to do? Can you actually have a child? Is that the morally right thing to do?
Well, some people would say no. Of course, you can put yourself on a donor's list. Bone marrow donors are sought all over the world. So you might find someone who has the same bone marrow as you in, say, India or maybe New York or Ohio in the U.S. So you still have hope. It's really weird, but sometimes people in your family will not be a match with you, and a stranger will be. So don't give up hope, even if a sibling or parent or aunt or uncle doesn't match what you need.
You know, Stephanie, that makes me realize that, you know, I may be actually someone's compatible donor right now, but I don't actually know it. How do you find out if you're compatible with somebody, and how do you get on this donor's list?
Well, to get on the list, you have to go through the testing process, and for bone marrow testing, it's really painful. So usually the only people who actually put themselves on those lists are people who have actually been through it or have a relative, and they're very compassionate towards people who are looking for donors. But you have to be a really good person to go through that testing process. They stick a big needle into your bone. It's tough, and you're awake, you're not asleep. But you can put yourself on other lists, like kidney donation. There was a guy in my church who needed a kidney, and I put my name on a list. I didn't match what he needed, but we have two kidneys. You can give one away. The problem is if you have a problem with that remaining kidney,
You're a goner.
Yeah, then you'll need a donor to help you out. It's kind of hard.
It's kind of hard, right? But I guess it's all part of helping out our fellow human beings when they are in their hour of need. And that's what Anna has been doing here, helping out her sister Kate. But is she obligated to do that? Does she have her own life? These are some moral and ethical questions that this novel raises. Okay, everybody, today we're going to talk about the author here. So let's get to it. Let's begin our lesson and talk about the issue here. Let's read the content of our lesson for today, and then let's explain it. American author Picoult is not afraid of tackling controversy, and many of her novels, like My Sister's Keeper, strive to challenge our ethical and moral codes. Even the judge cannot define right and wrong in the Fitzgerald case, proving that life is often more complicated than the law allows. The unsatisfactory nature of the law, combined with drastic leaps in genetic science, actually inspired Pickle to write My Sister's Keeper. Scientific advances will always lead to new ethical dilemmas, and the moral obligations we hold are always perceived subjectively. Everyone in the story only has Kate's best interests at heart, but they differ on what those interests are and how to act on them. Stem cell research and so-called designer babies are issues that are currently very divisive. If science can be employed to our benefit or to save someone who is terminally ill, shouldn't we use it? Or should we let nature run its course? It's a strong argument to say that a baby born like Anna is, in fact, all the more special. But on the other hand, is it fair to burden a child with such responsibility without them ever having a say in the matter? Isn't growing up already hard enough? As the judge decides whether or not he deems Anna mature enough to make her own decisions about her body, we are left with questions, many of which are too difficult to answer. The judge finally concludes that morals are more important than ethics and love is more important than law. As with everything in this novel, nothing is straightforward, and you may find yourself questioning this too.
Now, American author Picoult is not afraid of tackling controversy, so she kind of likes hot topics, topics where people debate and go back and forth, have very different opinions on something. Some people can even get kind of angry when debating topics that are important to them. Now, tackle here is being used as a verb. When you tackle someone, you put your arms around them and bring them to the ground. We might be talking about a sport like rugby or American football. But here we're not using it literally. You're not actually using your body to, you know, tackle someone to the ground or bring them to the ground. It simply means you're trying to deal with kind of a tough problem. So she's not afraid of dealing with controversy. Again, controversy is when there's a pretty serious argument about something. It involves a lot of people with various opinions about something, and it goes on for a long time.
Right. Controversy. Okay. That's the American pronunciation. In England, they will be saying controversy. Mm-hmm. It's the same word, again, something that can be debated, something that lots of people will have different opinions about. And the adjective is controversy. Controversial. For example, the question of Taiwan independence is extremely controversial, as an example here. Well, she's got lots of novels in which she tackles controversy, and this is just one of those novels. This particular novel, My Sister's Keeper, strives to challenge our ethical and moral codes. Strive here just means you attempt to achieve something. We're all striving to improve ourselves, aren't we? We go to college, we take courses, we try to get better and better at the things that we do.
That's right. So she's using My Sister's Keeper to challenge us and challenge our ethical and moral codes. Get us to start really thinking deeply about what we believe and maybe try to place ourselves in the character's situation and decide what we do. I like those kind of books. Ethical here is an adjective. It just means relating to principles of right and wrong. Is something ethical? Is something moral? You can actually debate about these things for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. A lot of doctors and lawyers have to obey certain ethical and moral codes when they practice their particular professions. They can't do anything they want. For example, a doctor promises to always do what's best for the patient, always to help the health of a patient. That's one of their ethical and moral codes as a doctor. Of course, we all have our own personal ethical and moral codes. We choose to behave in ways that we see as being right, morally good.
Mm-hmm. When I think of ethics and morals, ethics are what's right and wrong in terms of work more often, and morals are about life. Like, is it moral, for example, for people to have romantic relationships before they're married, okay? Whereas ethical, as you said, might be something having to do with doctors, or maybe for a journalist or reporter, is it ethical to reveal their source, where they got the information? That would be an ethical question. Well, even the judge cannot define right and wrong in the Fitzgerald case. Okay, so the judge has a dilemma here. Even he or she cannot really decide the case here. He or she does not know what's right and wrong, so it's very ambiguous here, and this proves that life is often more complicated than the law allows. Complicated here just means there are too many things going on and you just can't make sense of anything.
That's right. Well, the unsatisfactory nature of the law, combined with drastic leaps in things like genetic science, we're seeing lots of big breakthroughs in genes and genetic science these days. These are the things that actually inspired Jodi Picoult to write My Sister's Keeper. Now, if something's unsatisfactory, it means it's not good enough. It's not acceptable to you. And she doesn't think that the nature of the law is really tackling these issues well. She thinks that they're behind the times. They need to catch up with science. In fact, science is speeding ahead, and it's true. It takes a long time to pass new laws.
Mm-hmm, right. And of course, here in Taiwan, there are lots of cases in the law that people are very upset about. People are unsatisfied about the judge's decision, blaming the wrong people and stuff like that. We've also got drastic leaps in genetic science. Lots of advances going on all the time, so these lead to these new ethical dilemmas. And all of these things are perceived subjectively by different people. To perceive, that talks about the way you see something. And, of course, subjective here just means different people have different opinions about it. If you're subjective, it means you're only thinking about how you yourself think about something. You're not thinking about how other people might understand it.
That's right. If you call someone subjective or their opinion subjective, it means they're not really being fair either. The opposite of subjective is objective. A lot of times we'll have critics like movie critics. They're kind of subjective. Their opinion is really biased. It's based on their own personal prejudices, what they believe, instead of trying to be fair. You hope that if you ever go to court and you're involved in a lawsuit, that the judge is not subjective, that the judge is objective and can see his way to making fair rulings. Okay, let's take a little pause here. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们是继续看这部书《My Sister's Keeper》。我们的重点呢，是要看这个作者。这个作者是个美国人。这边提到了 ,Picoult is not afraid of tackling controversy. Controversy 是表示具有争议的事物。他对于处理这种具有争议性的东西，他是不会害怕的。他呢，其实其他的小说也一样，都是试图要 challenge our ethical and moral codes。他试着要挑战所谓的伦理还有道德上的规范。好，我们看到下面他说 ,Even the judge cannot define right and wrong. 即使就是法官他也没办法告诉大家到底什么真正是对什么是真正的错呢。这边提到了这一部书的内容，当然也就是证明了说 ,life is often more complicated than the law allows.其实我们的人生远比你法律里面所谈的所讲的要来得更复杂。我们继续看下面这一段，他提到了 The unsatisfactory nature of the law。 好，我们知道法律本身它并不是非常的完善，所以就本质来说并不能符合每一方面每一个的要求。法律这本身的不完善，再加上 drastic leaps in genetic science，也就是基因科学的大跃进，这两者结合之下，其实就启发了作者 Picoult 写出这本书 My Sister's Keeper。 这个句子当中有一个片语是 combined with， 我们注意到 combined 在这里呢是过去分词，它本来呢可以把它变成一个子句，也就是 which is combined with， 那我们当然可以把子句的类型转换成为一个分词，作为修饰语。那这两者的结合促成他这本书的出现。继续呢，他就告诉我们，科学上的进步经常会造成什么 lead to 表示导致什么结果，造成 new ethical dilemmas。 dilemma 是一种困境、窘境、进退两难的情形。伦理上进退两难就是指伦理上的难题。这种新的伦理难题之外还有什么？ The moral obligation we hold are always perceived subjectively。 注意到了， moral obligation 是道德上的义务，我们身上肩负的这种道德上的义务呢，也经常是怎么样呢？是被主观的认定的。 subjectively 这个字代表主观的，这个字原来 subjective 是形容词，加上 ly， 所以是副词的用法。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back with more English Digest.
Welcome back to our program. In today's unit on literature, we have continued to talk about the novel My Sister's Keeper by Jodi Picoult. And she's not afraid of tackling controversy, and she challenges our ethical and moral codes in her novels. And the judge in the case of Anna versus Kate can't even define what is right and what is wrong. So, of course, things are very complicated in life.And law, of course, is very unsatisfactory to a lot of people. And then we've got these advances in science that ask new moral and ethical questions. And, of course, everybody has their own opinion on what should be done in these cases. So, of course, these novels do a pretty good job of asking us to sort of tackle these questions ourselves. Well, everyone in the story has Kate's best interests at heart. They care about her. They want her to survive. But, however, they differ, or they have different opinions on what those interests are and how to act on them. So they all agree that something should be done to help Kate, but they disagree on how to do that.
Now, here are two controversial ideas in science currently. We've got stem cell research.That's research that's done on cells that have been aborted. It was a fetus that a woman didn't want. She had an abortion, and those cells remaining are taken and sometimes used for research. Well, people who are against abortion don't want those cells being used. They think it's part of a bad process altogether.And of course, we've talked about designer babies where parents go in and actually tell the doctor exactly what they want. Oh, I want a boy. I don't want a girl. And that would be a type of designer baby. These are issues that are currently very divisive. They're dividing people up. Divisive is an adjective.A lot of controversial subjects are divisive. People will be on one side of the issue and others will be on another side. Sometimes there are more than just two sides.
That's right. So, of course, because of these advances in science that have been taking place recently, these issues are currently very divisive. Currently just means at the present time, more than any time in all of history.Well, if science can be employed to our benefit, or if science can be used to save someone who is terminally ill, shouldn't we use it? It's a good question here. We can use science for our benefit. To employ here just means to use something. For example, you could say, I'm employed at the Murdoch Company, for example. Well, here, employed means to use something again. So, yeah, science is here. Let's use it. Let's go ahead and have science help us out.
Well, why not?Well, science just causes a lot of problems sometimes. It can help a lot, but of course it brings up these ethical questions, these moral dilemmas. Now, here's one question to ask. Shouldn't we just let nature run its course? When you let something run its course, it just continues to develop in the usual way. It reaches a natural end. For example, if someone decided against treatment for cancer, they would let the cancer run its course. So ultimately, that person would probably pass away as cancer cells keep developing and then would kill that person.Instead of maybe using some medical techniques and treatments like chemotherapy. So maybe we should just let nature run its course. people shouldn't get involved.
I feel that sometimes about the common cold. When I get a cold, everybody says, oh, you should go see the doctor. You should take antibiotics. But I say, nah, I'm just going to let it run its course. I'll let my body take care of the problem without taking a bunch of extra drugs. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's very controversial as well. So it's a strong argument to say that a baby born like Anna is, in fact, all the more special. That's an argument here. We're not having a very strong argument where we're calling each other names and stuff. It's just you're presenting a position and you're supporting a position. That's your argument or your position. So one argument says, hey, Anna is a special person. She's actually born to save another person. That's not something other people can say. They were just born because they were just born. But hey, she's like here to save someone. That's really special.
Well, but here's the other argument here. We're going to look at the other side. So we use that expression, on the other hand. So we've given you one argument. We're going to look at the opposite side now. On the other hand, hey, is it fair to burden a child with that kind of responsibility? Children don't really have a say in anything. They can't express their opinion sometimes. Adults don't listen to them. Well, if you burden someone with someone, you're placing a heavy load on them. For example, you might be burdened with debt. You might have a lot of debt, and it's just hard to get away from it. It weighs you down. Well, is it fair to weigh a child down with a lot of responsibility? That should be the time when they're just out having a good time and playing.
Okay, so the judge is faced with this moral dilemma, and as the judge decides whether or not he deems Anna mature enough to make her own decisions about her body, we are left with questions ourselves, and a lot of those questions are difficult to answer. So the judge is thinking about this. Is he going to deem Anna mature enough to make her own decisions about her own body? To deem here just means to recognize or to decide that something is the case. Is he going to feel that Anna is mature enough? Is she grown up enough? Does she understand enough about the world to make her own decision? Well, we need to answer this question ourselves because it is a moral and ethical question.
Another very easy word you could substitute for deem is just consider. Yeah, well, I don't know. We don't really know Anna well enough, at least through these couple of programs, to make that decision whether she's mature enough, whether she's acting like an adult. But he's heard all the evidence. And so the judge finally concludes, and this is his own conclusion, his own words, morals are more important than ethics, and love is more important than law. I agree with that. So as with everything in this novel, nothing's straightforward. Wow, isn't that the truth? If something's complicated, it can't possibly be straightforward, which means simple, easy to understand, uncomplicated. Hardly anything in this life is that straightforward. So it's kind of a fun movie and a fun book because you're going to be questioning yourself over these matters. It's kind of fun to do that.
And something more fun to do is to listen to our Chinese teacher, so let's do that right now.
我们继续来探讨作者还有这部书。我们看到了，他说了，其实呢，在这个故事当中，每一个人都先考虑到了 Kate 他最大的利益。只不过说，他们对于 Kate 的利益呢，考量有所不同，所以做法也有不同。注意到了，后面有个片语是 act on, act 是采取行动。后面加 on, 再加一个受词，表示你是根据后面这个事情来行事，来采取行动的。好，我们再来下面这一段。在科学上呢，有所谓的 stem cell, 就是干细胞。而干细胞的研究以及所谓的 designer babies, 定制的婴儿这种议题呢，其实呢 are currently very divisive, 也就是说对这个议题的看法有极大的分歧。接下来他就说到了，假如呢我们可以把科学用来造福人群的话，注意到后面 to our benefit, to someone's benefit, 表示对谁有利，制造对谁有利的情形。有时候呢 to one's benefit 也可以把它换成 of benefit to someone。 好，我们看下面这一句，下面他说，那是应该要用科学来改变，还是说应该要让 nature run its course? Let nature run its course 表示顺其自然， 听天由命，还是应该这样呢？这当然就是一个 argument， 这个有的变了。这也说了，像 Anna 这样的小孩，其实他是很特别的。可是呢，另外一方面来看的话，其实他年纪这么小，你就让他有这样的责任负担，而他们自己却没有一点发言权。注意到这一句话 burden a child with， burden somebody with 就表示让一个人背负沉重的责任，那这样是合理的吗？好，后面还有一个片语 having a say， have a say 是表示有发言权。在最后这一段他提到了法官呢，他在思考这个 Anna 她是不是一个心智成熟可以有身体自主权的同时，注意到了这边有一个 deem 这个动词，deem 它后面可以加受词，然后加补语，也就是什么为什么，怎么样的看待一个人或一个事物。所以他看待 Anna 是不是够成熟，接下来他又提到了我们这些读者们呢心中就会有很多的问题，而 many of which 这个结构上的 which 是一个关系代名词，指的是前面那个 questions， 这些问题当中有很多其实是很难以回答的。接下来这个故事呢，他最后法官他的决议就是 Morals are more important than ethics， 道德比伦理重要，而且 Love is more important than law， 情要胜于法，这也就是这个故事的结论。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. This is a very interesting discussion that we've had about this book called My Sister's Keeper. What do you think? Do you think Anna should have given her kidney, or do you think she should have her own life and go play hockey?
Well, I think she can give her kidney. Anna has the ability to give her kidney, but she should be able to make those decisions, not feel pressure from her family.
And we should also mention that the ending was not mentioned by us, and it's something you might not expect, so you'll have to go check out this book yourself or the movie to find out what really happens. Thank you for joining us, everybody, and make sure you join us again next time for English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.